What is going on, everyone? My name is Colin, also known as the Decade Investor, and welcome back to the Decade Investor Podcast. As you guys have heard me say many, many times on this podcast, is I keep my finances very, very simple. I believe that simple is usually better, and because of that, with my finances specifically, I want to keep them very, very simple. And in this episode, I'm going to talk about my finances, my personal finances, what I do to keep them very, very simple. Now, I'm not saying that my finances, the way I structure them, is best for everyone. That is not what I'm saying at all. All I'm simply doing is just going to share how I take control of my personal finances, keep it very, very simple. And as you all know, and I've talked about on this podcast, how it's been working for me. Again, it might not be best for you. It might not be for you at all. I'm just going to share what I am doing. The first thing I do to keep my finances very, very simple is I have an emergency fund, and that emergency fund is held in a high yield savings account. A high yield savings account is a savings account that pays higher than average yields. Currently in 2024 in April, high yield savings accounts are paying north of 4%. Some are even paying higher than 5%, and that's really, really good. That's not always going to be the case. They're not going to forever be paying 4.75%, 5.25%. If you remember just a few years ago when interest rates were low, savings accounts were paying like next to nothing. Even high yield savings accounts were paying next to nothing. But because interest rates are elevated, high yield savings accounts or just savings accounts are paying higher than in recent times, yields. But with a high yield savings account, you might squeak out a little bit more of a yield. I keep my savings account for my emergency fund in a high yield savings account. Very, very simple. I have that account. The next thing I do is if I know I have big expenses coming up, a vacation, a big purchase, whatever it is, a big expense that is higher than normal that is coming up, I start saving for it. And to save that money, I have another savings account open for big expenses. Now, this account might not be used sometimes, right? If I don't have a big expense coming up, it might be at zero. Or if I know I have some big expenses coming up, like for example, I have a wedding for a friend of mine coming up very, very soon. I've known about it for a while. So I put a little bit of money every single month, once I knew about it, into this savings account for big expenses. So when that expense came, when it came time to purchase the flights and the hotel and everything, the money was already there. It was already set aside because I knew it was coming up. So my emergency fund is held in a high yield savings account. And then I also have another account that is for big expenses. Of course, I also have my checking account. That's my day-to-day. My paycheck gets deposited into that. All the payments of credit card bill and all the other bills get sent from my checking account. That's pretty norm for a lot of people. So of course, that as well. I treat my emergency fund as my quote unquote savings, right? Some people say, well, I have a savings here and then I have an emergency fund. I just do both. That's how I view it. Again, not for everyone. That's just how I do it. When it comes to investing, I keep it very simple. I automate it. I have it already set. You know, I just basically do nothing now. Every single week, money is pulled from my checking account and automatically invested where I want it to go. Very simple. I automate it. Bitcoin, every single week, I buy a set dollar amount, automated. Traditional investments, the stock market, every single week, I buy the same amount, automated. To do all that, I budget. I have a budget that I follow. I know that every single month, to reach my investing goals, I have to budget and set aside money for different places, groceries, bills, gas, maintenance for my house, car, etc. Those things, I have to budget for them. Because if I don't budget for them, if I don't track my spending, if I don't understand at a high level where my money is going, then it is in control. I want to be in control of my money. So I have a budget every single month. I know I have X amount of dollars to spend roughly on gas for my car. I know I have X amount of dollars roughly every single month for eating out, entertainment, etc. I budget my money every single month. It's not fun to do, but it is necessary. Some people say you don't need to budget. Some people say they like to budget. Again, it works for me to be in control of my spending, to budget every single month. And that flows from that is those bills I've been talking about. We all have bills. I know what it's like. We have those bills. I automate the bill pays, right? Credit card bill is due this day every single month. Boom, automated. Actually, right now when I'm recording this, it was automated. It actually paid. It will pay tomorrow. Today's currently a Sunday. It'll pay tomorrow. Automated bill pay. All my bill pays are automated. And with those bill pays, with those credit cards I mentioned, I have two credit cards. I have one that I've had open for a very long time to keep my credit up. And I have one I use now that's my current like main user that I use for groceries, gas, eating out, etc. That's my finances in a nutshell, at a high level, my personal finances. Savings account for emergency fund, savings account for big expenses, automated investing, automated bill pays, budgeting every single month, use of two credit cards, boom. That's what I do. I keep it very simple. I don't try to do all this crazy stuff with all these different accounts and chasing high yield savings accounts and chasing that and doing that. I keep it very, very simple. I found that's what works best for me. I don't want to have money all over these different places. And that's why a few episodes ago, I talked about why I'm leaving M1 Finance, which that transfer actually just went through this weekend, or maybe on Friday. I don't know. I checked it today and it said it went through. I want to just keep it very simple. All my investments are at this place. All my high yield savings accounts are at this place. My checking account is the flow of my money. Bills get paid beginning of the month, first few days. Two credit cards, simple. So when it comes to the end of the month, I'm going to make sure that my automations haven't been broken. Make sure that, you know, my investment accounts are still being automatically invested. My Bitcoin's being automatically invested. Make sure that my emergency fund is at the levels it needs to be. If I have any big expenses coming up, figure out when they are so that I can start on a savings plan to save up that money for those big expenses into that other account. Make sure my bills that I've automated, just make sure they pay. I don't want to have any overdue bills, right? So just double check that they automatically paid. Check my budget. Make sure that I overspend here. Did I not spend enough here? Why did I overspend? Did I not overspend? Just want to check in every single month. And if I'm good and there's no issues, boom, move on to the next month. Very quick, very simple. And this all flows into my investing, right? Decade Investor Podcast. I talk about investing basically all the time. With my investments, I keep it very, very simple. I just am all about with finances. I just like keeping it simple. I know I've said that word and that phrase like 100 times so far on this episode, but in all seriousness, I don't want to try to make it over complex. I don't do the whole credit card churning and trying to get the most points here to get the vacation there and open the new credit card every few months to churn. I don't do that. Some people that do that, that's great. That's just not what I like to do. My main focus is how can I increase my input, being make more money so that I have more money to save and invest. And when I make more money, I just go through this system. My emergency fund, fully funded, boom. Any big expenses coming up? Yes or no. How do I need to put some money there? Yes or no. Boom. Automatically invest, boom. Make sure the budget's in place, boom. Bill pays automated, boom. Two credit cards where I spend, boom. And that more money, just, hey, those things are in place. Now I can just manually invest a little bit more money this month because I made more money. Or I didn't spend as much as I thought I would with my budget. So now I have more money to spend every single month. That's the simplicity of my finances in a nutshell. So that I can go out and enjoy life, right? Take care of all my finances, boom. Know that I'm hitting my savings goals. Know that I have enough money in my emergency fund. Make sure I'm hitting my investing goals. And then I can go out and have some fun and enjoy life. If you want to see this in like a PDF form where I break this down, it's like a little one pager, shoot me a DM on social media at Decade Investor or subscribe to my free weekly newsletter. All this stuff will be down in the show notes below. And let me know if you want something like that. I can create a download to get that and just see it more and kind of make it look pretty on images. But my name is Colin, also known as the Decade Investor. If you enjoy this episode, please be sure to share it with a friend. But thank you all for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode. Goodbye.